This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Republican Secretary of State has paid more than $1.2 million in a one-year period to a law firm to defend several controversial election laws being challenged in the courts as unconstitutional. The millions have been paid to the law firm Crowley Fleck, and they're only a partial accounting of the legal expenses racked up by Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, who is the defendant in at least five lawsuits challenging laws passed by Montana's Republican-dominated legislature during the 2021 session. The legal fees far exceed the $100,000 budget the legislature provided Jacobson to cover any expected legal expenses in anticipation of the laws that Republicans passed being challenged in court. And the $1.2 million isn't all. The Secretary of State has paid ongoing litigation costs using its state enterprise fund. That money includes payments for services provided by the Secretary of State, like business filing fees. The office has added $1.6 million of those funds to its operating expenses budget since May. Jacobson's office has also hired a Crowley Fleck attorney in a separate unrelated lawsuit against the Secretary of State. That case is related to the office overcharging businesses for filing fees last year. The Republican Secretary of State needed more legal defense because of the half dozen attorneys who participated in a 9-day trial in August in which a coalition of plaintiffs are challenging several new election-related laws. The laws passed by the Republican majority legislature are being challenged as unconstitutional. Along with the millions already spent, Montana taxpayers could be on the hook for the plaintiffs' legal fees. Alex Raitt, an American Civil Liberties Union Montana attorney, said that the nonprofit is providing pro bono representation to a coalition of Native American tribes and indigenous rights organizations in one of the three lawsuits included in the consolidated case. Montana's Republican Secretary of State Christy Jacobson has tapped other parts of her office's budget to cover litigation costs. A recent update from the Legislative Fiscal Division found that during the fiscal year that ended June 30th, Jacobson's office transferred more than $2.6 million to cover a range of expenses, including legal fees. A massive wildfire, the Moose Fire near Salmon, Idaho, was caused by an unattended campfire that escaped a rock fire ring. The megafire has burned more than 130,000 acres so far, and three people have died during firefighting efforts. Forest Service officials had announced July 30th that the fire was human-caused, but said at the time that the specific cause remained under investigation. That specific cause was an unextinguished and unattended campfire which spread to adjacent vegetation. It occurred on a small flat, commonly used as a dispersed camping area, across from the Moose Creek drainage near the main Salmon River. The fire started in the late afternoon on July 17th and rapidly exploded across hundreds of acres in the first few hours and across tens of thousands of acres in a matter of days. Investigators believe that the fire may have been left over from the previous night, July 16th, and are seeking information from the public to help identify people who were present at the site during that time. U.S. Forest Service special agents, USFS law enforcement officers, and local law enforcement are working together on the investigation. Two pilots and one firefighter have died during firefighting efforts on the Moose Fire. On July 21st, two pilots of a twin-rotor Chinook helicopter died when the helicopter crashed into the Salmon River adjacent to the Indianola Guard Station. Thomas Hayes, 41, of Post Falls, Idaho, and Jared Bird, 36, of Anchorage, Alaska, died from injuries sustained in that crash. The ground firefighter who died suffered a medical emergency while working the fire line. As of Monday morning, the Moose Fire had burned 130,110 acres, substantially beyond the National Interagency Fire Center's 100,000-acre threshold for being classified as a megafire. The fire is just 51% contained. 569 personnel are on the fire, down from a peak of more than 1,000 people. It was the second-largest active fire in the U.S. on Monday, behind the 157,000-acre Double Creek Fire in Oregon.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.